Braden of the No Bull Sports Guy podcast, and I am privileged to have my brand new co-host, who's also named Braden. How you doing, Braden?
I'm doing good. I am coming live from Anchorage, Alaska, where the temperature is -5 and the sun will go down in about an hour at 4 o'clock Alaska time. So I'm having a ball.
That is rough. The sun's about to go down here, but it's definitely not as cold.
Yeah, I say the shadows stay long here all day long, but it's okay. It's fun.
Yeah, Alaska seems to be pretty, though. I would love to go visit one of these days.
Oh, yeah, it's impressive. I was confused by their high school football season because their high school football season's only – well, one, there's not as many high schools, and two, you got to get it over before the snow. So they really only play about like a – it seemed like a six-game regular season. And then straight to playoffs, and they've been done since mid-October.
Oh wow!
Yeah. But we have about 18 inches of snow on the ground right now, so it makes sense.
Yeah. To your former high school, as they play in state tonight in Idaho.
Yes, sir. Rigby versus Highland.
Rigby's turned into a powerhouse.
Coach Gonzalez, he has changed. He's made it into a program now. So that's what Rigby's needed. So, and he's honestly, I think he could have gone to any high school in Idaho or, you know, he said he was looking at Idaho, Wyoming, or Montana. He could have gone to any of those schools, and I think this would have happened to any of them. So I think everyone in Rigby's very thankful that he chose us.
Yes. I mean, taking you guys to three straight states.
Yeah.
Basically a couple plays away from winning back-to-back states. So.
Uh-huh. It's ridiculous.
McKenna's High School here in Vegas, they've never made state. McKenna's High School is awful. All my friends played for that high school, and I played for a different high school, and they made state for the first time last night. And I mean, they got obliterated, but they got to play Raiders Stadium.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Where'd McKenna go to school?
She went to Shadow Ridge, so it's...
Oh, okay, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, and then no surprise, Bishop Gorman ran away there. I think they won 49-7 or something like that, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah, so no surprise there. All right, so I made an announcement on Instagram, but for those of you who don't know, I've been flirting with the idea of bringing a co-host bringing back more talking about the NFL as women's football is in off season right now. And I kind of lose track of trying to get interviews with them. So I'm bringing Braden on, and he is well knowledgeable and experienced in football. He played a little bit of college ball. So I'm excited to have him on and get his intakes. So yeah, thanks again for agreeing to be a co-host, Braden.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No problem.
All right. So today's episode, our surprises of the season, the NFL season, who our surprises have been, who's been the disappointment, and kind of go off of there and see what our final predictions are for each division. But before we jump into that, like always, I know if you listen to Soarin' Sports, they like to put PSAs. And after the atrocious events that happened yesterday with Zach Stacy, if you haven't been following that story, I don't recommend watching the video. It is very upsetting and very disturbing. But Zach Stacy was a former running back in the NFL and beat the tar out of his ex-girlfriend. And it was awful. So if anyone listening to this, if you need a safe place to talk to, please feel free to reach out to us at thenoblesportsguy@gmail.com, or you can shoot us messages on any of our social media platforms. So. Yeah, I don't know. I just watching that video, dad, being married to a woman, I just can't imagine.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure it hits a lot, you know, and I'm single with no kids, and it hits hard enough for me. I can't imagine, you know, actually having a wife and then having your daughter, and imagining, you know, I'm sure the thought comes, what if that was my daughter? That happened to, I'm sure it's sickening.
Yeah. But I mean, I will say the one silver lining out of this whole entire thing is if you do end up watching the video, you see, one, she takes it like a champ. And I know that sounds weird to say, but their 5-month-old son was on the couch when this was all going on, and she kind of kept taking Zach away from the kid and focusing all the attention on her. So her mama bear instincts went in. So the son was safe, but it's upsetting to see. So,
Yeah, it's sad that it's one of those things that it's sad that it ever happened.
Yeah, but unfortunately and I could imagine, and this is not an excuse. A lot of people were throwing, oh, yeah, they're going to use the CTE excuse. Oh. And I can almost guarantee he probably does. But that's a legitimate reason why he acted the way he did. But definitely is a little bit more understanding, I guess.
No, it's definitely, I totally and completely believe that CTE totally and completely changes the psyche of a person to where it's, it gets to an extent where some of it's unrecognizable, but it definitely rewires the brain a little bit in a very negative way.
Yeah. But again, if you guys are feeling unsafe, especially if you're in Alaska or in Las Vegas, please reach out. But yeah, just know that you have a safe place amongst us, as obviously with us also focusing on women's sports, kind of being allies to women athletes. So it's big in our world. So, all right, let's jump in. So the season's about halfway through. We played through 9 weeks or 9 or 10 weeks. I don't know exactly. I know most teams have finished 9 games. Who has been your biggest surprise this season thus far?
Ooh, are we talking team or individual? Because I have a lot of individuals.
We could do both.
Okay. I'd say probably a surprise for me. This one's not necessarily like a team that's performing good. That kind of surprise. Well, actually, the Titans have actually surprised me pretty well. They're sitting at 8-2. Even they've had a few games without Derrick Henry, and it's been obvious how much they rely on him, which how can you not? He's ridiculous. But I honestly have always kind of, even with Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill's an okay quarterback, I've always thought of them as still kind of just like an above average team, even though they made that AFC championship appearance. But yeah, in my mind, they're still just kind of above average, but as of now, them sitting at 8-2, I'd say I'm pretty surprised by at least their record. The Chiefs have kind of surprised me. Like, they still have a winning record, but have not been the immovable force that they've been the past 2 years. I feel like, I don't know if, obviously, it's been known that Patrick Mahomes has had some off the field stuff with his idiot brother recording TikToks and his wife getting into it a little bit. Did you see that where his brother danced when they played the Washington football team, when he danced on top of Sean Taylor's number that was painted on the field?
I was a little irritated.
I was like, dude, like, even if they let you on it, like, you shouldn't stand on it, like, especially where he's passed away. But I mean, it's over now, but no, the Chiefs have kind of surprised me a little bit. I thought they would still be – actually, I thought them and the Titans would have flopped records. And the Chiefs at 8-2 and Titans at 6-4. But I'm sure schedule strength comes into play and everything too. And then a player that has really surprised me – not necessarily surprised me. I don't know if surprise is the right word. Like, I knew they would be good, but I didn't think that they'd get – I didn't think they would handle being strapped into the driver's seat so well. It's been Mac Jones, and I'm sure everyone's been talking about that the last 4 weeks. I watched Rich Eisen this morning. He talked about Mac Jones. Mac Jones is really, I really like him, and I think Rich Eisen said this, and I'm going to say it too. I feel like Mac Jones runs that Patriots offense a lot like Tom Brady. If you watch Tom Brady run that offense, it was smooth and steady. He's good with picking up between 5 to 8 yards a play, and that's what Mac Jones is doing. You don't see him just launching balls deep down the field. It's that steady, consistent, just drive down the field, eat up time, score. So, and I think it's been obvious up to this point that Mac Jones has been the best, at least as of now, for their first year. Mac Jones has been the best pick in the draft for quarterback wise right now. So
yeah, Trevor Lawrence. I don't know. Obviously, I'm a Seahawks fan, so mm-hmm. watching that game, he struggled, and Seattle's defense is a lot better than they were the first couple weeks, but they're still not good and destroyed him, made him look bad.
So. That's, like, the sad part about, like, Trevor Lawrence and, like, I never liked Zach Wilson in college, but even Zach Wilson, he has a lot of natural talent. They're in such bad organizations. You look at the Jaguars, and I didn't know how they would do with having Urban Meyer as a coach. And then everything, you know, everything – well, first part came out, and Urban Meyer said it was like playing Alabama every week in the NFL, and it's like, yeah, no kidding. Like, these are professionals. Like, remember when the Browns went – when the Browns had their most recent winless season, and there was the whole there was a little trend on Twitter's calling for the Browns to play Alabama. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is Alabama would have got killed by the Browns because those are all professionals. So, I don't know if Urban Meyer thought he was just going to walk in. Obviously, he's had the thing with the girl dancing on him at the bar. And there was a whole big deal over that. I just feel bad for Trevor Lawrence because he's just in a bad situation. The organization's not in a great spot. And then the Jets for Zach Wilson, the Jets are the Jets. So
they're a dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah, they're bad. I mean, I've never heard of Mike White. That sounds like a generic name that Madden generates when you're in like year 15 of your franchise. And then Mike White does good for two games. And then he does really bad. And then now we got Joe Flacco. And that's a name that I've never heard or seen on an NFL field for like 3 years. And Joe Flacco is really not even that great. I don't even think he was that great with the Ravens for the majority of his time. So
he got carried by a stellar defense in that Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Let's say.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have Ed Reed, Ray Lewis, and Terrell Suggs on one defense, then it's ridiculous.
I will say, I don't know if you watch TikToks a lot, but mm-hmm. I love all – do you know who Wee Hoop is?
Ooh, I might have seen some of them on my For You page.
He's super obnoxious. He's a Ravens fan. He always – after he makes a video, he always says, I called it.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Annoying, high-pitched voice.
Like Steve Urkel?
Yeah. He's this white dude, and it's ridiculous. He's like – the whoever the Ravens are playing thought they had an easy game, and he'd say Lamar Jackson the GOAT, and then all these other things. It's just like, come on, dude. And
shut up.
Every time they lose, it's hilarious. I love it because everyone claps back, and
they lost
to the Raiders. That game was amazing. I watched it.
Oh yeah.
I wanted to go watch it outside the stadium. If you come down to Vegas, we'll have to do that because when they play the games, tickets are ridiculously expensive, but TVs all around the stadium. So
I saw
the game outside.
I saw the video that someone took from I-15, and they just have a video board just sitting on the outside of it. And I think the caption was like the Raiders are trying to cause a wreck.
Yeah. And I got to go to the BYU Arizona game in
Vegas
Stadium, and it was amazing. Like, we were in the nosebleeds, and it was still like, I don't know, it was an amazing experience. And just seeing all the history in that arena, because you can pay for tours, and they'll let you because they have art from local artists. They have sick. Like Hall of Fame memorabilia, just a whole bunch of random stuff. And
they made it like I want to say like the city's stadium almost. That's sick.
Oh yeah, and T-Mobile's really cool. That's where the Golden Knights play. And I mean, Vegas is going all out, and people are like, well, Vegas can't support sports teams. I was like,
they're just a gambling city.
Golden Knights are in their fifth year, and they still sell out every game. So,
yeah, and they're good.
Yeah. This year is a little rough with injuries, but every time back to what we were talking about, I just love when the Ravens lose because we gets made fun of. He like, the Ravens aren't even bad, and I don't even mind Lamar Jackson. I obviously I don't think he's the GOAT.
If you look at running
quarterbacks, Michael Vick is still the GOAT of running back quarterbacks. So
I do like Lamar Jackson because he's carried my fantasy team this year. So thank you, Lamar.
See, I have Patrick Mahomes. I took him in the first round because every year I've had Patrick, I win the Super Bowl, and he has been atrocious this season. So
I was mad at my because I'm playing it with my roommates from Boise State, and I was kind of hoping. I was kind of hoping that. He wasn't telling me when we were going to draft. And then I was working, and then he sent the text out saying, okay, draft starts in like 10 minutes. I'm like, dude. So I'm the auto draft guy, but I got Lamar Jackson and Cooper Kupp. So I'm happy.
Yeah, those two guys alone are carrying your team.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, the Patriots defense last night scored 26 if you play on ESPN. So
yeah, I think they were 28. So I have two teams in ESPN and then three in NFL. In NFL, I think they had 29 or 35 points, somewhere around that range.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I'm in five leagues. It's interesting, and sometimes I forget to check all my lineups or forget to hit save because I'm playing on so many different leagues. But But it's fun. It makes watching football a little bit more interesting. But
oh, yeah, it makes me care more.
The one plus about Mike White, though, I don't know if you heard that guy that placed a bet when he started that said he would lead all quarterbacks. And
he made a ton of money.
I want to say it was like 100K or some ridiculous number.
Yeah, didn't he just place like it was like $1,000 bet or something? Or it was only like a few grand, if that.
And the payout was amazing. So, I mean, I'm sure he's grateful, but Mike White then goes and says, I should have been the first overall pick. Like, slow your roll.
You're like, okay, Mike White.
Like, generated name from ESPN. From Madden.
okay, generic white guy.
Yeah. And I will definitely agree, Mac Jones. The Honey Badger said it best last night after they won. Like, you guys disrespected him the whole entire time, saying he wasn't the best quarterback in the draft, this and that, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. And I was curious to see how the Patriots would do. And, I mean, they're doing pretty good. The other surprise for me was Cam Newton coming in last week and carrying Carolina. I don't know. I'm not a huge Cam Newton fan, but it was like poetic justice seeing him score that touchdown. That's just me.
And yell, I'm back into the camera.
Yeah, it just seems right. It's like one of those things where players that switch teams, they really belong in one jersey. Like if Russell Wilson ever leaves, and they keep saying that every offseason, oh, he's getting traded, oh, he's leaving, it'll be disappointing to him in another jersey, but hopefully he retires a Seahawk. I mean, there's
always... Oh, yeah. Well, it's like I used to think Ben Roethlisberger would get traded, and now I know for a fact he'll probably retire at the end of the season in black and gold, so...
Yeah, he's still trucking along. He hasn't been great, but he's not horrible.
Oh, no, I told my mom. I remember my mom was like, oh, he looks really bad this year. And I was like, yep. I was like, I didn't know what to expect. I expected either the same. Some people were expecting a better Ben where he resolved from some personal issues in the offseason. Like he said, he quit drinking, he quit watching porn, like stuff like that. And then I was talking to one of my friends, and they're like, oh, I think he's going to be really good. And I'm like, I think he's probably going to be about the same because he's like 40 years old now. So
yeah, he's not Tom Brady.
Oh no, I wasn't expecting a bunch. He's not TB12. He's Big Ben.
And not to take away from him, he had an amazing run with the Steelers.
Oh yeah, I love him.
But it'll be sad to see him go. All these big name quarterbacks that we grew up watching, like Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees.
Philip
Rivers. Who knows how long Tom Brady's gonna go?
Yeah, it's It's weird seeing. Well, one, it was weird having a lot of the NFL draft picks be my age this year. And then just seeing the transition, like the NFL I used to watch doesn't exist anymore. You know what I mean? I know it's the same for you too. Like the guys that we grew up watching aren't even they aren't there. They're the ones getting there. They're the ones that like the when they do like some like the number retirement ceremonies and they have all the guys come out and I don't know. It's just it's I feel like it's kind of surreal, but it's all
Yeah.
right. Time. It's only time after all.
Well, I mean, there was that crazy stat that Adrian Peterson, he scored his first touchdown against two players, and then he scored his first touchdown this season.
Against their
And
kids.
yeah, like
Yeah.
it's crazy to think that he's that old that he's playing with other players' kids.
Yeah, and he's still, and there's still a market for him. I didn't think he was going to get picked up this year.
You know, I was hoping Fitzgerald would get picked up by the Cardinals just with how good they're doing.
Yeah,
Because
I feel like they did him dirty.
he's the one guy that, yes, there are Cardinals, but I wish he could have gotten a ring. Like, you can't hate on Larry.
Man,
Like, there's no way to hate on him.
well, he's been loyal to your franchise. The man
He's
has
doing
more
us dirty.
he has more tackles than drops.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
who's been your biggest disappointment thus far? I mean, I've got mine, but I'll let you go first.
Oh, my biggest disappointment. I gotta think on that one. Honestly, I thought the Chargers were gonna be a lot better than they are. Or I'll actually nope, scratch that. The Browns. I thought the Browns were gonna win the division this year. I'm not a Browns fan. I don't care for them. Like, but I legit thought that those guys were gonna win the division, and they're at 500, so they're not doing bad. But they're doing completely different than I thought they were gonna be. And now, and you've heard other people say it, like they're the same old Cleveland Browns. But I thought Baker was gonna have a really good year. I thought he'd continue doing really well with Odell and Jarvis Landry. And now that's all kind of falling apart. I don't know if the stuff, I feel like some of their stuff's just kind of whining and being selfish, but I guess if you get paid that much, you kind of have a right to. But no, I thought the Browns are going to be a lot better. The Browns, and then out of the rookie, I like going back to the rookies too. Kind of a disappointment. I'd said before, I don't care for Zach Wilson, but I thought he was going to do okay this year. But yeah. He hasn't been as good as I thought he was going to be. I didn't think he was going to be great. I thought he was going to be more kind of just average. But no, I'm excited to see his development though in the coming years and kind of see if he kind of blossoms a little bit or if he kind of stays more as like a journeyman backup. But we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get a lot of crap from BYU fans, but I was happy when he left. I personally like Jaren Hall better. I think Jaren Hall and Baylor Romney are better quarterbacks, but that's just my opinion, minus the Boise game and the Baylor game. Boise, when we played Boise, they looked awful. Like they
I can't believe Boise beat you guys.
I was watching. I had a feeling too. I'm like, this is a trap game. They're gonna lose because they're more worried about playing Baylor because Baylor on paper is the better team. And they played sloppy football and then went to Baylor the next week. And
Lost
when you
again.
have one of the best running backs in the country, why are you not handing off the ball?
Oh
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah,
Tyler Algier is a
he's
beast.
ridiculous. I knew the Boise game was going to be a trap game, and then when it got moved to ABC, that's when I was like, oh, I was like, I think Boise, for some reason, the move to ABC, I was like, I think Boise might win. So I felt like
And
that still, I feel like that still showed that Boise State hasn't been the team that They aren't the team that they were in the 2010s, the early 2010s, but they're still like a household name, and there's still a ton of respect for him.
Yeah, and I was the only one out of my group of friends that said when they played Fresno State, I'm like, they're going to lose. Boise's going to beat Fresno State. I just call it. And they're like, no. I'm like, Boise plays
no way.
Really good against ranked teams.
Yeah,
I don't
for
know.
Some reason.
Boise just shows up for ranked teams and then loses.
Loses to San Jose. All San Jose State's actually good. We lost to Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada. I mean,
Nevada. We should have won that. We should have won. I think. Well, and I think part of it too is having. Not to turn all this over to Boise State, but I do want to say this. They got a new head coach. I feel like if they would have. Now, you can tell midseason that they're catching their stride, or late into the season that they are. I feel like if we would have played. Well, we lost to Oklahoma State, some people are saying, is going to win the Big 12. And we lost to Oklahoma State by 1 point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had some blown calls by the refs. And then I think we would have beat UCF too. But it's okay.
I'm rooting for Oklahoma State this week because if there's a whole bunch of things that need to happen, like BYU still has a chance to make a New Year's Six game. Mm-hmm. And obviously that's the dream. I mean, they've played really good against great opponents.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be the cherry on top if we beat USC and just show that the Pac-12 is a joke. I honestly don't think Oregon should be in the top four either, but
well, the funny thing is Oregon's ranked higher than Utah. So I read this. If Utah loses against Oregon this Saturday on ABC, if Utah loses, they have a better chance of making the Rose Bowl than if they beat Oregon. Then also, Oregon's ranked number 3. They're ranked ahead of Utah, and Utah's favored by 3 points.
With their quarterback change surprised people.
You could tell what was the last guy's name? Do you remember?
He was a baby. That's all I know is he threw a hissy fit and BYU made them look silly.
Oh yeah.
Made him look silly. So that's
As soon as they switched, the guy left immediately.
I can't remember his name though.
I know the one now is Cam Rising. And
he's
I only know him
really good.
Because I'm kind of I don't know. I've delved into Utah Twitter a little bit, so everyone just calls him Thick Boy. So, Thick Boy 7.
Yeah, that's funny. That is, and he's kind of changed that program around, too.
I like him.
It'll be interesting to see, but
Let's see what happens.
I agree. Zach Wilson's kind of been a disappointment, and I don't think you're going to find any surprise in when I say this, but I've been disappointed with the Seahawks, thoroughly.
Oh, I could see that.
They're not bad. Geno Smith kept them in games. They looked bad against the Packers. That was, really the first game that was, what are you guys doing? But they had a chance against the Saints. They had a chance against you guys, the Steelers. They had a chance against the Rams. They had a chance
I think you guys should have beat the Steelers, so.
But Geno Smith has turned literally the 3 weeks that we lost that we could have won games, he had costly turnovers at the end of the game. Against the Rams, he had a chance to put us up by one through an interception. And he fumbled against you guys, and then he couldn't – well, I mean, the Saints game, I blame more Myers because he couldn't make a field goal to save his life. But I don't know. It's disappointing. They've been a disappointment in it. Definitely hurt. McKenna made fun of me because I went into a depression when Russell Wilson got hurt, a straight up depression. And
he was like,
McKenna's
what am I supposed to do?
She's like, why are you sad? You've never met this guy in your life. Why are you depressed? Get over yourself.
You're like, but in my heart, I know him.
Yeah.
You don't understand. You have a very unique relationship with a player on your favorite NFL team that you've never met in your life. But I get it. No, I'd be sad. I remember when I was younger and when Hines Ward retired, I was like, I would argue that was my first bout with depression. I was just I didn't know what to do with myself. It's my world had fallen apart.
Yeah, and I mean they've been the one positive is their rookie corner, Trey Brown, has been an amazing pickup. He was hurt at the beginning of the season, but now that he's in, I don't think he's allowed any targets over 15 yards. Like, he's locked down, like, plays really good. So the thing we need to change is DK Metcalf needs to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
He's made a lot of boneheaded mistakes. But I was looking at Seahawks fan page, and they were interviewing DK and talking about how he needs to grow up, and he agreed. And people were like, ship him off. He's a distraction. He's a diva. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No.
He's had 1,000 yards. He was a couple hundred, like maybe 50 yards short his rookie year, but then in the playoffs went over 1,000 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Went over 1,000 yards last season and is close to doing it again this year.
Yeah, and how do you cover the guy? Like, okay, like I want – if you think about it, like most corners really aren't – they aren't substantially they aren't substantially big people. You know, most of them are ranged from around – like even like Richard Sherman, obviously, if you look at him, he's not a big guy, but he's really tall for a corner. He's 6'5". Most corners are around – 6 foot, 5'11", maybe like 6'3", but rarely get over that. And so if you have one of those guys that's really not super big weight-wise, they might be, they're probably strong, obviously, they're professional athletes, but going up against a monster like DK Metcalf, you can't press him. All you can do is just kind of trail him, but he's a huge mismatch, and he's really valuable.
And what's amazing about it is he takes pressure off Tyler Lockett. And then Tyler Lockett, people are saying he's having a rough. It doesn't help when the star and backbone of your team goes down awkward injury. Not to discredit Geno. I thought Geno stepped up amazingly.
Obviously, he did better than I thought.
A couple of those games. Yeah. And, I mean, you go from a Ferrari to like a Ford Focus, obviously there's going to be a little bit of growth pains.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you go from a Ferrari to like a Suzuki Grand Vitara, then
that's a better comparison.
Yeah. Then you're going to have a rough time. Well, I don't know. I feel like everyone's so quick to point fingers and be like, this is wrong. And it's like, I don't know.
And I mean, I still think we can make the playoffs, but every week I'm slowly becoming a little bit more sad and realizing we might finish the first. Seattle's never finished in fourth place in the West since they've joined. They have had a couple of third place finishes, but they've literally owned the West since they merged in 2002. And so, I mean, I know we'll beat the Niners because the Niners, for whatever reason, can't beat us. And I will, I have a bet riding on it. So obviously, I hope.
Oh, okay. Oh, you got to do it now.
Yeah, one of my managers at work is a Niners fan. And I thought the bet was if the Seahawks won the first time around, he owed me lunch. But apparently, Seattle has to beat him twice.
Oh, he changed it.
I was like, all right. I was like, I don't doubt it. I'm like, the Niners, I don't know. I'm still not a Garoppolo fan. I will never be a Garoppolo fan.
I think he's average at best. I think he's overrated. And not dogging on any, like, talent level or anything, but for him coming out of Eastern Illinois, he's done pretty impressive. But then same time, another guy came from Eastern Illinois, and his name is Tony Romo, and he did pretty damn good, too. But,
yeah.
I like Jimmy Garoppolo because of his background, but I think he's a pretty average NFL quarterback. And I think mixing in Trey Lance has just made the quarterback situation worse there.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy because when we played Trey Lance, he was not good. Like, all people say it was only a touchdown game. Two of those touchdowns came in garbage time. We were up 28-7, like, obviously, we're not going to keep trying. We're already up by 21 points with like 5 minutes. So it
doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's they. That's been my biggest disappointment. And another team that's kind of surprised me a little bit is the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I thought the Cowboys were going to do good because I am a big Dak Prescott fan, and Trayvon Diggs, man, that dude is amazing. He's having an amazing season, and he definitely thanked Nick Saban for changing his position because he tried to be a wide receiver like his brother, but obviously
it's worked out. Oh, he is so good at corner.
Yeah, he's playing lights out this year, and I mean – my picks for the Super Bowl, if the season were to end right now, the AFC is a toss-up because there's so many
AFC's
good
rough.
To, like, average teams.
Yeah.
Where in the NFC, you have the Cardinals, you have the Rams, you have the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold on the Rams or the Cardinals. I think the Rams have spent too much money and tried to win now. Worry about the future later, which I think is a horrible model to go
I don't think
off
they're,
of.
I don't think they're building off of anything. I think, I do think they made a good move by getting Matt Stafford and getting rid of Jared Goff. But like, the sad thing is like, I was talking to one of my coworkers about this, actually a security guard, and I said like, if you look at it. Like, if we're going to compare their abilities based off how they carry the Lions, Stafford's just a little bit better because the Lions still suck.
Yeah.
But like, I
the Lions problem and not a Stafford problem.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, the Lions are another trash organization.
They've let some of the best players retire early, like Barry Sanders, Megatron.
Oh, yeah.
Players that were amazing, once in a lifetime kind of a player,
and
they
left
retire
pretty
early.
Damn early. Yeah, yeah,
like, it blows my mind. But my pick would be the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl. I know I may people will be like, well, they don't show up in the playoffs. I don't know.
I think that offense with. And maybe I'm a little biased, but having Kellen Moore as offensive coordinators helped them like amazingly.
Yeah,
because he does what he did at Boise State, and he doesn't just stick to one system. He like picks and chooses from different ones, or on one drive they'll line up running like a spread offense, and then they can come back out the next drive and they could run like a pro style with two backs in the backfield behind the quarterback under center. It's so hard to it's really hard to plan for.
Yeah, and the Cowboys are a pass interference call away from a one loss team too.
Oh yeah,
like the Buccaneers game that was pass interference, but obviously, being an athlete, I'm sure you were always told this: don't rely on the refs to make the right call because refs never do.
Yeah, and
it was frustrating watching it.
So I would love to watch the Buccaneers
crash and burn. I mean, Jamie and Sky, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they work for the marketing department for the Buccaneers. They're girls,
oh, okay.
And they kind of give advice. And I sent them a couple messages, and they always reply with how popular they are on TikTok. Like people always dog on me. They're like, why do you send all these famous people messages? I'm like, you'd be surprised at how many of them actually respond. Like,
oh yeah, no, I was talking to there's a TikTok guy that I saw on what was it? Because I've now figured out I'm pretty sure that I have ADHD, but I gotta go see someone for it. And I don't know why I did this, but I DM'd one of like, it was like a popular account, and he has like a few thousand followers or something. It was just like, hey, like what? How do I get to a doctor? And then he totally like DM'd me back and like told me everything to do. And I was like, thanks, man. Well, a lot of them are pretty cool with responding back if they're like meaningful messages.
And I mean, I've created. Obviously, this is something that we could talk about too. Maybe creating a TikTok account, but I tagged a couple of big time Seahawks.
And they'll follow me back.
Like,
yeah. Well,
I mean, the logic of you miss every shot you don't take.
Yeah, well, it's like didn't you DM Lofa Tadupu? And
yeah.
Didn't you get the jersey signed?
I still have to send it to him.
Oh, okay. But he said he would.
Oh yeah, and I'm trying. He hosts a podcast with a very, I don't know his name. I think his name's Brett, but he's he's big time in Seattle. I don't know why he's big time in Seattle, but he hosts a couple podcasts, and one of the podcasts he hosts is with what's his name from iCarly, Freddie.
He hosts
a podcast with Freddie. Like it's about being dads or something like that, and he's Lofo Tatupu's co-host. And I mean, Walter That's Jones sick. Follows me and a couple other people. It's just,
be surprised.
And this is for anyone that's listening. If you think about doing something, just do it. Don't second guess yourself. If you would have told me, I started this in January, February. If you would have told me,
it's still fairly
I'd be
recent.
Where I'm at right now, I would have laughed at you and said, no way. Close to 1,000 followers, having merch, getting to interview some cool athletes. I'm excited for you to be on because, like, hearing these women's stories is amazing. Like, they're unique in themselves, and you being an athlete too, I think you're really going to enjoy it. And it'll be a lot of fun. So,
hey, I miss football. the security guard at the Barnes & Noble that I work at, he played for a California JUCO, and we were talking about it, and we were just talking about how much we miss it. So, no, I think this will be a fun experience. Get me talking about sports again too.
I'm glad. I know it's been going on for a little bit, so we'll probably end here pretty soon.
Okay,
but who is your Super Bowl prediction? If you were to say two teams right now, who are you picking to go?
For the NFC, I got Tampa Bay again. I can't doubt Tom Brady. Probably Tampa Bay. And then the AFC for me is kind of a toss up. If we're going off record, I would say the Titans, but I think the Titans will choke in the playoffs. I'd say probably the Chiefs or the Bills.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with with the Cowboys. That's like my lock on it. Obviously my like ideal, I would love the Super Bowl. I think it would be awesome. They're not horrible. They have played some really good teams and kept up with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Bills, I could honestly see the Bills. Josh Allen is just too good.
Oh, he's good. I've watched him in person too when he played at Wyoming, and he's good.
It'd be a Prescott and Allen Super Bowl, I think, would be amazing.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen's the real deal, dude. I think he's going to be really good for a really long time.
Yeah, I really do think he's bright future of these quarterbacks that are coming up and coming. And honestly, I think Herbert's going to do really good too. There's a lot of young talent that I'm like excited to see as the torches are finally getting passed.
And I think too at the Chargers, I think the Chargers are starting to – I think they're starting to settle in and like figure themselves out a little bit more too. So I expect them to be definitely more of a playoff contender, or like a Super Bowl dark horse in the coming years, because they've got a lot of talent and there's a lot of excitement around them too. Like if you compare the Chargers from now to when they first moved to Los Angeles and playing in LAFC's soccer stadium, and just how bad they looked. They had an empty stadium. They were okay. They weren't really that good. And now I feel like there's way more excitement about them too, and more support from the city. So, I expect them to do some big things in the next few years. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, it would be fun. Obviously, I would love Seattle to win another Super Bowl, as the two times they went,
mm-hmm.
well, two of the three times they went. I was on my mission and didn't get to watch any of them. So a little disappointed, but we'll hopefully. I mean, as long as Russ is our quarterback, I
think you guys are in good hands.
Yeah. So we'll see. But before we go, any words of wisdom you want to give?
Mind your P's and Q's, kids. Remember the golden rule? I don't know.
Funny enough, the couple times you've come on, you always talk about Manscaped. I actually reached out to them about a sponsorship, and they emailed me back.
What'd they say?
Right now, I could only get like a free, like I wouldn't get paid for it because I don't have enough followers.
But you can still say it.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten a code or anything, so I'm still in the process of working on that. But once we hit that 10,000 threshold, then we can get paid for ads on that.
Well, that'd be sick. I could get a lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah.
The one I could do one for the one betting website that's on one of the podcasts I listen to. It's called BetDSI, and it's probably, I don't know. Do you like to bet money and probably lose it and probably get a virus on your computer? Go to BetDSI. It was created by probably some Dutch engineers in the bottom of a basement in Amsterdam with illegal drugs.
Yeah. So stay tuned. Maybe Manscaped will sponsor us. I know I'm trying to find some sponsors. And it's just interesting with the guys at Soren Sports because they have their ideas of who they want to sponsor, but don't really give me – because that's kind of my job, and I mean, you can help me with that too. But
now we got to
find sponsorships. Yeah, it's going to be interesting with three Bradens on the network.
Oh God! Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
That must be like has to be a requirement. You have to change your name to Braden to be part of the network.
I'll start a startup company. And it'll revolve around the name Braden, and then that'll be our sponsor.
Brought to you by Braden's.
Braden's. Braden's United. Oh, actually, we're a union. We're a Braden Workers Union.
I like it. Yeah.
Well, nice.
Thanks again, Braden, for coming on. Stay tuned. This is going to be a thing, and excited to have you on.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be fun. So, another thing to keep me busy, and I enjoy that. So thank you for the opportunity.
I'm excited. All right. Talk to you later, man.
All right. See ya.
Stay classy, Las Vegas.
Stay cold, Anchorage.
Yeah, that works.
Nice.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. See ya.